Well, let's take a break from the news now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, and joins us once again. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy.
And today we're going to be talking about South by Southwest because you just got back from there and you're going to bring us some of the music that you heard there. First of all, how was it?
It was incredible. I think it was one of the best years in a few years.
Okay, well, the first artist you've brought us is Yola. This is called Far Away Look.
Handing out the paper plate. All your friends that you adore. Are you haunted and wanting more? That far away look in your eyes. It's getting harder to disguise.
I almost feel like I'm listening to something out of the 60s right now, Anne.
That's exactly how I felt when I first heard it. Dusty Springfield. Mm-hmm. There's so many great country soul artists. She comes from Bristol, England, though, which is what I find so fascinating about her. And she made her album in Nashville.
And a beautiful voice there.
Oh, it's sort of Adele, but a little rougher. I had a great chance to interview her backstage, and we talked about the title of her album, Walk Through Fire.
And what did she say?
Well, she literally had to walk through fire. She was in a fire, a house fire. And in this moment, she told me, when she basically lit herself on fire accidentally, and she was having this moment of, how do I put this out and where do I go from here? She always said afterwards that if I can walk through fire, I can do anything. And wow. I would rather walk through fire than live the life I lived before. And that sort of opened her up. She's 35 years old to this whole new world of music. And she was part of the Bristol scene, worked with Massive Attack and Bugs in the Attic, but her voice is so much bigger than those mm-hmm. sort of more minimalist electronic artists.
Amazing. And actually, the next song that you brought us is called Fire. This is by the Black Pumas. Sounds like it was a soulful experience there at South by Southwest, Anne.
I was just thinking the exact same thing while we were listening to that. A psychedelic soul project. It's Black Pumas. They're actually from Austin, so it was a home game for them in town.
And the lead vocals you hear there are from 27-year-old Eric Burton, who made his way to Austin from L.A. back in 2015. How did this project come to be?
Well, he teamed up with a producer called Adrian Quesada, who you might know from his work with Brownout. And they just got heavily into this sort of psychedelic soul thing. Wu-Tang meets James Brown, just a dancing funk and soul. This is my breakout band for 2019. And they just got together and made magic.
Okay, the next artist on your list didn't actually perform this year at South by Southwest, although she has in the past. And you heard her new song, which we're about to hear. This is Jamila Woods with Eartha.
I used to be afraid of myself, hung my smile on a shelf, hid my teeth when I laugh. Now I'm far too grown for your plot, for your bomb. Will you rule for me or will you leave? I don't wanna compromise. Can we make it through the night?
Now, this song is called Eartha because it is an homage to Eartha Kitt.
Exactly. And Jamila says it was inspired by the badass spirit and wisdom of Eartha Kitt. And I was really lucky to hear her because I was part of a panel at South by Southwest where we just listened blindly to a bunch of music, not knowing who it was. I recognized Jamila's voice, but this song just killed me. And the whole room, it was a great panel. Everybody had to hold up a number, you know, 1 through 10 to rate it. And this was like tens across the board.
Wow. And she's got a new album coming out this May called Legacy.
Yes.
Legacy.
And what she does on this album is pay tribute to black and brown icons like the writer James Baldwin, Miles Davis, Frida Kahlo, Sun Ra. Each song is a tribute to another one of these artists who has inspired her throughout the years. And I can't wait for it. Her take on neo-soul is just breathtaking.
Okay, on to Cuba, but something that was at South by Southwest. This is Sima Funk with Me Voy, which means I'm going.
Ya se acabó la fiesta, en la calle no hay nada, pero tú estás pa' cosas y yo no estoy pa' drama. Vamos a ponernos de acuerdo, los dos queremos lo mismo. Yo puedo seguir pa' mi casa o puedo cogerte el ritmo. Dime que tú quieras hacer pa', yo sabes que voy a hacer pa', bla, 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 no tengo tiempo. Ya me está cayendo la impaciencia, no te asombres si te suelto el coro del momento. Me voy pa' mi casa.
Buenas noches, diferente.
Now, if you translate the lyrics there, he's saying, I'm going home to my house, but if you want, I could go to yours. Tell us more about Sima Funk.
Well, they're out of Havana, and they're really doing an amazing job of blending the past and the present. It's pop, it's funk, it's James Brown, it's 70s, it's Afro-Cuban music, but it blends so many different genres. And Jeremy, you and I have talked about this in the past, my love of genre blending, but their live show is like none other I've ever seen. I saw them completely by accident and was transfixed. I ran out and bought the album right after I saw them. And frankly, the album doesn't do the live show justice.
Okay, well, we have time for one more, Anne, and this sort of keeps the tropical vibe going. This is Claude Fontaine with Pretending He Was You. This sounds very familiar, Anne.
Well, she has a love affair with bossa nova. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing about Claude Fontaine, she's actually American, and she was living in London. And just up the street from a very famous record store called Honest John's, which really specializes in what you would call world music, a lot of reggae. She fell in love with the sounds of both Tropicália and bossa nova, as well as sort of rock steady, reggae music, dub music. And her new album, which is coming out, is one side bossa nova inspired and one side reggae inspired. Two sides and two sides of her. She recorded it in Los Angeles at Chet Baker's studio, and she made a wish list of musicians she wanted to work with, and she kind of got them all.
Well, it sounds like South by Southwest was a lot of fun for you.
It was, and listening back to this music, there was also a lot of great sort of Americana and folk and rock, and these were just some that caught my ear across some different genres.
Okay, well, we will put all these at our website, hereandnow.org. People can also find them on Spotify. Our playlist is NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music. Ann Litt, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, thanks so much, as always.
Thank you for having me.